Well, Mr. and Mrs. Ace are back home in their old bungalow. And Mr. Ace has recovered the money he recently lost. It was all a big surprise to Jane when they got off the train last night from their trip out west. As we look in on the living room of the bungalow the following evening, we find Jane still a trifle dazed, but recovering slowly as Mr. Ace tries to explain to her how it all happened. Listen.
And so when Neil found out that his suspicions were correct, he followed through and went after Marsh and that other guy and got them to return the money that they swindled me out of. When he wrote me about it, I thought it would be nice to make it a surprise for you when we got here. So I had him and Marge buy back this home and fix it up as you see it now. That's all there was to it. And that's the eighth time I've explained it. Now, don't tell me you still don't understand it.
All right.
Well, finally, you understand it now.
No, I don't, but I won't tell you if you don't want me to.
Isn't that awful? You still don't know what happened?
Well, sort of.
Well, haven't you been listening to me?
Oh, kind of haphazardly.
Did you say half?
Mm-hmm.
How about the other half?
Well, with the other half, I still can't believe it. Ouch.
What?
I said it's behind me how all this happened and nobody told me about it.
But I've been trying to explain it to you. I thought it would be a pleasant surprise for you when we got home.
All the time on the train when I kept trying to tell you not to worry and that everything would come out all right and you'd find a job somewhere. All that time you knew we had the money back and our home and everything?
Yes.
But how could you know? And I didn't know. Who told you?
Neil wrote me about it.
Well, I read Neil's letter, and I didn't say anything about him getting our money back and the house.
The letter you read was an extra letter that Neil sent to both of us.
What do you mean, extra?
He sent two letters. One letter addressed to me, telling me exactly what happened. The other letter was a general letter, not letting you know what was going on. I told him to do it that way so that I could surprise you. You read his letter. It was all just everyday news.
You mean lies?
Well, white lies, I guess.
I see.
Well, slowly comes the dawn.
If I could only have read between the lies.
Between the lies, yes, if you only could have.
Then I wouldn't be so shocked about things now.
Shocked? But it's a pleasant shock, isn't it? I mean, finding yourself back in this home and not having to worry about our financial standing.
But I just can't believe it. It takes time.
Well, you've had a whole day and last night.
Ouch.
What?
I said it takes time.
Yeah, but what was that?
Well, last night I can't count, because the minute I stepped into this house and saw you all here, my mind went blank.
You heard what?
Yes, and all day today I've just been sitting around here trying to make myself believe it's really true. That we're sitting on Pretty Street again, that everything's honky-tonky again. You can't count today. And even right now, just a minute, what did you say?
What?
Did you say my what when I said my mind went blank?
I don't remember, Jenny.
Well, I heard that out of the corner of my eye, and I don't like it.
Well, I wish you'd use the corner of your eye and try to understand this other thing.
Well, it's just because it takes time you shouldn't make remarks like that. I'd like to see you come in here suddenly, like I did last night, and find everybody sitting here waiting for dinner and ask me where I've been so late. I'd like to see what you would do.
Yes, I guess you're right. My mind would probably go blank, too.
Your what? There, we're even. See, you don't like it either when I say things like that. The laugh's on the other foot, isn't it?
I don't mind it, Jane. Just so you understand how things are now.
Well, I'm trying to. Ouch.
What?
It takes time, that's all.
Oh, it does. Uh-huh. About how long would you say?
Beg pardon?
Well, how long do you think it's going to take?
Just trying to understand what happened. It all came so suddenly. It hit me in the face like a flash in the pan. Don't you understand what I mean? Can't you understand me?
I'm trying to, Jane.
Well, you don't seem to be able to understand how I feel about all this. Out of a clean sky, I turn out from poor to rich.
Out of a clean sky?
Yes, it's like quarters from heaven.
Yeah, pennies, you mean.
Oh, we're doing better than that, aren't we?
Well, yes.
Do you get all the money back we lost?
I told you all that. Do you want me to go over it again?
I think so.
Oh, Jane, I'm a nervous man.
Well, how about me? What do you think I am?
Must I tell?
Yes, once more.
Well, here goes. This is a final performance.
Beg pardon?
Well, I feel like a reel of film being shown over and over in a picture show.
Yes, the whole thing's been like a movie, hasn't it?
It's like a double feature, the way I've had to tell it so many times.
Well, show it one more time.
Show it?
Yes, you said it's like a picture. Go ahead, show it.
Well, all right. Now, will you please keep both ears open?
They're open, see?
Yes, that one over there, I think, can be opened a little bit more.
There. Now, how's that one?
That's fine. Now, let me see, Now, listen, first reel. We lose our money and have to move out of this bungalow into an apartment. I lose my business and have to take a job. Second reel, I get a job, and we struggle along the best we can. Third reel, I get a chance to make some money on a ranch out west. We pack up and go out, not knowing that the man who sends us out is the man who swindled us out of the money. Fourth reel, after we're gone, Neil puts two and two together and finds out who it was that swindled us, gets back our money, and buys back this home. Fifth reel, we come home, and I keep the good news a surprise from you until you walk in here and find that we're back here where we started again, and we live happily ever after. The end. You got it now?
Screeno.
Well, you win the jackpot. Fine, we've got the money. Now you understand it, don't you?
Oh, I understand it. I understood it all the time.
You what?
But it's just that I can't believe it yet.
Oh, you can't believe it.
Ouch.
What's the matter with you? Are you in pain?
No, it's just that it takes time to believe a thing like this. You read about it or you see it in pictures like the one you just made up, but...
Made up? I didn't make up anything. That's the way it actually happened, and that's the way it is. If you want to take time out trying to make yourself believe it, well, that's up to you.
Well, it's going to take time, dear.
That's your story, huh?
Yeah, that's my story, and I'm stung with it, I guess.
Well... Is there anything I can do to speed up the process?
What?
Is there anything I can do to help make you believe that we've got the money back?
Well, maybe if I could see it.
See the money?
Yes, that might help me.
Well, let me see. Here. How's this? 30, 40, 60 cents. Does that help?
A little.
Well, here's another dollar.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, here's five.
Oh, that's much better. How much did we get back together?
Well, it represents an investment of about $25,000.
$25,000?
But I don't happen to have it on me at the moment, Jane, if that's what you mean.
Oh, you haven't, huh?
Well, a lot of it went back to get this house back. Can't you just look around at this home and realize it?
Well, I'm trying to. All day today, I kept walking around the house looking at things and sitting in chairs like I used to.
Yes.
And I still can't believe it.
Oh, you still can't?
No, it takes time.
Yes, I know. Well, I've done all I can to help you out of your dilemma. Now, we'll just have to sit back and wait for the truth to seep through, I guess.
I guess so. Ouch.
Jane, what are you...
How about your business? Are you going back into the real estate business again?
Well, now, that's a sensible question.
What's the answer?
Well, I've been thinking it over. I really ought to. The real estate business was pretty nice to me until this last thing I ran into. But on the other hand, maybe I ought to try for something else, take a look around, and maybe go into some different line.
Like what, for instance?
Well, I don't know just offhand.
You mean like open a store or something?
Well, maybe. Something that there's money in.
Something that there's money in.
Yeah.
Now, let me see. How about a bank?
A bank?
Yeah, there's money in that.
You mean I ought to open a bank?
Well, I'm just trying to be suggestive. Don't take the first thing I say.
Oh, I won't, Jane. No,
there might be something better. Now, let me see. How about the stock market?
What about it? Open a stock market?
No, I don't think that's the way they do it, is it? Don't you buy stocks or something and make money out of that?
Well, there's a rumor that...
Well, some people do.
Yeah.
Johnny once told me about a man that wanted to sell him some stocks, and they were cheap, too.
Oh, they were, huh?
Do you want me to ask him if the man still got them?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, if you can get them wholesale like
get
that.
Get stocks wholesale?
Yes, you can make money out of a thing like that.
Oh, you can, huh?
Oh, yes. There must be a lot of ways you can make money.
Yes, it takes money to make money.
Beg pardon?
I say if you've got money, you can make money. Making money isn't the trick anymore nowadays.
What do you mean?
Well, holding on to what you've got is harder than making it. Why, do you know that if all the money in the world were laid in an empty lot and everybody in the world were told to come to this lot and take an equal share, do you know that it would only be a few months before the men that have all the money now would have it back again?
They would?
Well, sure.
All the money in the world in an empty lot.
Yes.
Oh, boy, if you were in the real estate business, what money you could make selling that lot?
The lot that would hold all that money,
mm-hmm.
You mean?
Do you think they'll ever do that?
No, I was only saying that if they did...
Oh, well, let's think of something else then.
Yeah.
How about a doctor?
What?
Well, that's not a bad business.
You mean for me to be a doctor?
Yes, I know some doctors that make a lot
of
money.
Look, Jane, suppose you don't bother about that part of it. You just spend your time trying to get used to the idea that we're back here in this house and that I got my money back.
Yes, I guess I better. I just can't make myself believe it.
Well, that should keep you busy. If something comes up and I go into a new business, I'll tell you when the time comes. Maybe by that time you'll have made yourself believe all this.
Yes, maybe I will. Ouch!
What is the matter with you?
What?
What do you keep saying ouch for? What's the matter with you?
Well, I keep pinching myself to see if I'm awake or not.
You what?
Yeah, look at my arm. I've been pinching myself all day, and I still can't make myself believe I'm awake.
Well, if Jane's arm holds out, she'll surely begin to realize what's happened. And just what Mr. Ace decides on for his future business, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.